My mother figures quite largely in the book. It's dedicated to her. In a strange way, I sometimes think that she should figure a little more largely in it.
It's beautiful for her here.
She's, I think, still a much colder character in the poem than she really was. And one of the things I was hoping I might do insofar as one can have any hopes in this activity, and one cannot, I suppose, is that, you know, some of my earlier depictions of my mother, I tended in earlier poems to favour my father over my mother, and I think I really owed her one or two, and I'm not quite sure if I've still done it. I think I still owe her one or two. I mean, the character...
I think you owe her one or two, because the one I don't like is the one where she has him under her thumb.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either, but you see, what does one do? What does one do? I mean, one can say, well, let's not publish that. Unfortunately, you know, to be in the business of trying to write poems or anything else, at some level, you know, one has to be prepared to allow material that's not necessarily all that attractive, and indeed from which oneself will not necessarily emerge as the most attractive to come out. And that's how it is, I'm afraid.